This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. lawmakers in the House of Representatives will vote this week on the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has the story.
Minority Whip Steve Scalise says this is a Soviet-style impeachment process. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will wait and see.
See if it passes, frankly, the smell test of providing the kind of due process protections that the president and his team are certainly entitled to.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is tired of the complaints from President Trump.
Sometimes you wonder how low this president can go, but he keeps getting lower and lower.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says Democrats are trying to put a cloak of legitimacy around the impeachment process.
They can't fix it. The process is broken. It's tainted.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The House impeachment inquiry is scheduled to hear from two State Department Ukraine experts on Wednesday, a day after a Ukraine expert on the National Security Council staff, security staff that is, told the House impeachment inquiry that he was so concerned that President Trump urged Ukraine to investigate his political opponents that he alerted his superiors. Sagar Magani has more.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Venman is an Iraq veteran, wounded in combat. He also came to the U.S. as a toddler from the former Soviet Union, and some Trump allies are using that in questioning his loyalty.
That was despicable.
I think it's despicable.
Those people who are questioning his patriotism are the ones whose patriotism truly should be questioned.
Senate Democrats Chuck Schumer, Bob Menendez, and Mazie Hirono, shortly after Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell, stayed out of it.
I'm not going to question the patriotism of any of the people.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
And for details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Firefighters in Southern California are preparing for what forecasters expect to be one of the most significant wind events in years, and the possibility it could spread flames from a burning fire west of Los Angeles. In Northern California, a National Weather Service spokesman says some relief from the winds that have accelerated some fires is on the way.
The good news is after we get through this wind event, things do look favorable for the next 5 to 7 days, where we'll get into a more tranquil weather pattern. No rain in the forecast, but also no more offshore wind events.
However, red flag conditions would remain because of the hot, dry weather. A Swiss expert laments glacier melting as the United Nations focuses on mountains. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma has more.
Swiss Minister for Home Affairs Alain Berset says over 10% of the Alpine country's glaciers have been lost over the last 5 years, a depletion not seen in over a century, as the UN's weather agency opens its first ever meeting on how climate change is affecting mountains. The meeting brings together 150 experts to examine mountain glaciers, snow and permafrost, which regulate freshwater resources for about half of the world's population. They hope to find key areas in which to take quick action. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A federal judge blocked Alabama's near-total abortion ban from taking effect next month, saying the law is clearly unconstitutional. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson issued an expected preliminary injunction blocking Alabama from enforcing the law that would make performing an abortion a felony in almost all cases. The ruling came after abortion providers sued to block the law from taking effect next month. Energized by new conservatives on the Supreme Court, Alabama and other states have attempted to enact new restrictions on abortion in the hopes of getting Supreme Court justices to reconsider Roe v. Wade. I'm Shelley Adler.
And the World Series championship comes down to one game after the Washington Nationals topped the Houston Astros Tuesday night. Correspondent Craig Heiss has more.
Anthony Rendon hit one of three home runs on the night and drove in five to help back the pitching of Steven Strasburg as the Nationals beat the Astros 7-2, evening the World Series at three games apiece. Rendon had a sac fly in the first, a two-run homer in the seventh, and a two-run double in the ninth. Adam Eaton and Juan Soto hit home runs for the Nats in the fifth. Strasburg went 8 1/3 innings, giving up two runs on five hits while striking out seven. Justin Verlander gave up three runs over five innings to take the loss. Game seven is Wednesday night in Houston. I'm Craig Heist.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.